Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. If you get part of the conversation, you become part of the solution because you'll get informed. God forbid. We don't want to be informed. We just want to be yelling stuff out. Anyway, always appreciate the time that I spend with you. All right, there's a lot happening today. You know, SCOTUS came down with a bunch of rulings. Said the lefties, you heard, you know, eyeballs popping all over the place, right? Seriously. The, just unreal. And they're mad about the affirmative action. They're mad about what went on with the Christian web designer today. I'm going to talk all about this, or a lot of this stuff, with Sonia Smith when she joins me in just a few minutes. But again, you go back to do we follow the Constitution or don't we? That's what it boils down to. Do you go back and understand what our founding fathers had in mind and why they put the certain amendments in, why they passed things a certain way, why the Constitution was written a certain way? Or do we just go by our feelings? Right? I mean, think about it. You have all this student debt that Nancy Pelosi herself said that the president had no authority. Nancy Pelosi, right? The goddess of the Democrat Party. But she was given all. They love her. They've always loved her. Nancy said, no way, no how. He doesn't have the authority. The president doesn't have the authority. And what happens? You notice that when the rulings came down today, a lot of them were 6-3, which drove the left nuts. So as far as they're concerned, the conservative judges, justices, you know, they ruled the roost today. And it's just amazing when things don't happen their way. Look at all the craziness they do. Can we just be honest about it? I mean, we on the right get miffed. We don't like the decisions. And what do? We go to try to change the law. We will always try to make it different. We try to change the law so that we don't do all this stupid stuff where we're protesting in the streets against this, you know, Joe Biden. When the ruling came down, he actually said that the Supreme Court is not the final say. And frankly, I hate to say this, my tongue will probably fall off. To a degree, he's right. But that degree isn't the Supreme Court doesn't have the final say. The degree is that Congress can now go back to the drawing board and try to write laws, do laws, bring laws forward that will rectify some of the things, do their job, in essence. God forbid we do that. It's always amazing to me how the Democrats keep blaming the Republicans for, gun control laws, for, wiping out this debt. All this stuff is always a Republican fault. The Democrats have had control of total control of the legislature, where they didn't need us, and the presidency in several cycles over the last several decades. Why didn't they just fix it? Why didn't they just fix it? Because they're cowards. Because they really don't want to fix it. Then they would have nothing to fight about, number one. Number two is, when it goes sideways, like it is here in California, when everything's exploding, they come up with stupid stuff where they'll say, like what's his name, Governor Newsom, we'll talk about how it's the Republicans' fault. And the funny thing about it is, we have no control. Republicans have absolutely no control in the California legislature. It's a supermajority by the left. Right? So, again, you have to sit there. What kind of medication are they on? Do they keep blaming Republicans and conservatives for this stuff? Always. Just amazing to me. And why is everything done in a violent way with them? Everything. I don't get it. Well, I do get it, because I believe now. Didn't before. I don't know. If you guys listen to the early shows, I always said the same thing. Stop it. Stop making fun of the left. Stop, calling them what you're calling them, because, everybody's got their way to handle politics and what have you. I have to now say is, no. Many of the rank and file, many of the day-to-day Democrats, they really don't know what's going on inside the party. Many of them don't. But, man, they have totally gone in that direction. Right? 855 Real Joe. 855-732. Got anything to say, let me know. Sonia Smith joins me in a few minutes. So, there's all kinds of stuff going on out there. The Christian Google workers are extremely upset at a drag show that mocked Jesus. I mean, they actually... Sorry. They actually brought in a drag queen that did a drag show mocking Christ. And they didn't care about those workers. I think I ought to sue Google. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, just, you know, being part of the conversation, right? Being part of the solution. Get informed. So when you make these stupid comments online, maybe you have a clue as to what you're talking about. I don't know. You know, seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring her on. Sonya Schmidt, my co-host, every Friday. Always appreciate her time with me. Today was a busy news day, wasn't it, Sonia?
It was too much all week. I keep telling you, gotta have me on Monday, because come Friday, I feel like I'm going to fall out my chair and faint and throw up in my mouth all at the same time.
Oh, oh, thank you.
Ooh, oh.
Yeah, that's a visual I want to, you know, go the rest of the day with anyhow. No, I did. You know, the Democrats, if they had, well, losing their proverbial minds over all these rulings that came down from the Supreme Court. You know, the one is about student debt. You know, because they were going to tag you with the student debt dollars, and right. and again, the Democrats are going nuts about how bad this is. But wasn't it Nancy Pelosi who said that the president, when Biden, right? The president did not have the authority to pay off these loans?
Yeah, so many times the left, when nobody's looking, tells the truth. And then when they try the very thing that they spoke against, they get busted. Now, I don't know if that's just straight up projection on their part. Or, like I said, they don't realize they're saying the quiet part out loud. Either way, they get busted every time. But it's as if we don't have videotape. And, you know, I know that, you know, Google and all those guys are working in cahoots and they think that everything is scrubbed. But somebody somewhere has got a video of you saying the very thing that you're lying about now.
It's all over the internet going, well, what about this, Nancy, you know, kind of thing. And then you had the same thing with Barack Obama. Remember what he said when he said, you know, I don't have the authority just to allow illegals or undocumented people into the country. And then he signs DACA.
That's right.
Is it drugs? Come on, you can tell me. You think it's drugs? Heavy use?
It could be. I just think that they're... And I'm going to sneeze, so I'm kind of stumbling over myself here. I just think that they're so evil that they don't know. They don't... I think they believe their own hype. Whatever they're saying at the time, they believe.
Wow.
You know, whenever they need votes, like I can assure you when Obama was saying that, he was, you know, he was trying to play that middle-of-the-road guy that he used to often do. Until we found out who he really was. He also said that the gay marriage thing wasn't on the table for him or the presidency, I believe. And look at us now.
And that's what he said. Don't you remember when they sent Uncle Joe out to test the waters? You know, he talked about evolving and where he was at. And
evolving. I love that. That's another thing they do. They always use that word. When they flip-flop, it's always they evolve to a higher ground.
Yes, I've come to the conclusion because of how much money is involved that I now believe in same-sex marriage. And,
after the latest shakedown.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right? Yeah, my friends in the pharmaceutical industry has convinced me that these drugs are totally safe.
Holy smokes, that you bring that up. My head is really going to explode over this pharmaceutical thing. So you remember as well as I do, right, that the left was anti-Big Pharma.
Oh,
I never heard the term other than from the left. They were really, really against them. God bless poor little Bobby Kennedy.
Well, he's been on this mantra for, God, 20 years now.
Forever, but they didn't expect him to throw his hat in the ring.
Yeah, but they must think he can get traction. They must think he...
Oh, he is getting traction. Yep. That's the fun. This is now getting interesting. And yeah, this is just now getting interesting. But I watched a movie that I watched Robert Kennedy's interview on Joe Rogan.
Right.
He talked about a movie about Big Pharma, which is called Dope Sick. And I watched that. And it was so good, so interesting, and it showed me a lot about Big Pharma. Well, who was the guy who did something against Big Pharma? Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
It's so bizarre how they switch things and change things. It really is where where they think they can get some traction from voters, and then they will turn on a dime when they're getting a kickback.
Oh, and I got money coming in.
Got money.
Don't say anything.
There's money on the table.
God.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, Hunter, destroy the email you sent me about Big Pharma.
Right.
All 30,000 of them.
Right. Use that the same thing Hillary used. I know.
The scrubber. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. The scrubber. That's what they need. Oh my gosh, these people are confusing. They're narcissists. I say it every week. I'm gonna say it every week. They're crazy. They're narcissists. They're not. Father, forgive them. Or they know
gone.
Not what they do.
They're mentally gone. You know,
they're mentally
funny,
gone.
I think they're like little kids that finally got into the playground and have access to everything. And they're running so wild that they don't see what they're doing. I really believe this. There's just so much they think they're going to be able to make happen before the next election, just in case, that it's showing now. It's bubbling to the top. You're seeing everything. You know, let's go with the affirmative action thing, which I think is hilarious. Not affirmative action, but the web design person, right?
Tell me about that. That's one I've missed.
All right. So they ruled today that there was a web design person that was asked to make she makes web sites for, you know, people getting married and special occasions. That's all
she's a web builder.
Right. Mm-hmm. But just for special occasion stuff, not really for companies. So a gay couple came to her, wanted them to build a web for their marriage, and she said, no, it's against my religious belief.
Uh-oh.
She had the misfortune to be in Colorado. Now, Colorado has one of those human rights laws, and you can't discriminate based on all this stuff. And she says, no, that's my religious belief. I'm not doing that. So that's exactly, it was a 6-3 ruling. Gee, shocked. The three liberal justices said, no, this is nothing more than discrimination. The other judge says, hey, look, you know, this kind of conversation, these kind of things have always been the mainstay of this country. We'll deal more with it on the other side of the break, because you've got to hear this. This is great. Anyway,
wow.
Probably because I'm saying it, but we'll be back.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court has struck down President Biden's earlier student debt relief plan, so he's announcing another one. Biden detailed how this new plan differs from the original.
We will ground this new approach in a different law than my original plan, the so-called Higher Education Act. That will allow Secretary Cardona, who's with me today, to compromise, waive, or release loans under certain circumstances.
Biden argues that Republicans snatched away hope for millions of Americans. Republicans largely agreed with the Supreme Court ruling Friday, which said Biden's student loan relief was wrong to go around Congress. Wall Street's closing sharply higher to cap a strong first half. Encouraging inflation news sparked a broad rally with tech shares leading the way. Apple added 2% to trade above the $3 trillion market cap. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 285 points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And Sonia Schmidt joins me. She is my co-host on Fridays. And Sonia, I was very remiss when we started the show, as I've been reminded, that your people lost their ability, apparently, to go to colleges and that kind of thing. I don't know if you heard this week, but affirmative action was flushed, and therefore now black folks don't have a chance to get into college.
Don't have a chance, says Michelle Obama and a few others.
Right?
Somebody would send her some Thomas Sowell books. It was actually done.
Oh, she wouldn't read them. She'd use them to stay warm at night in the fireplace. You know
that. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Too bad. Too bad. Because that's a straight-up insult to say we don't have the ability to get into college on our own merits. Or once we find out that we don't, you know, not everybody's supposed to go to Princeton. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not everybody is supposed to be a CEO. You know why I'm not one? Because I'm lazy. I am not.
People,
I am not
you send your emails to her. I did not call her lazy.
No, right, I'm telling you straight up. There is only one reason in America that I'm not higher up than I am at this point in my life. It's because I don't want to be. Trust me, if I wanted to be, all I would have to do in this country is apply myself and do that. Now, are there some things that can be worked on in this country? Yeah, but that's not what the left is trying to do. They're trying to grandstand, once again, earn votes. Okay, this is all about being able to go to that community, our community, and tell them how mean the Republicans are and how they've successfully kept them out of going to Ivy League schools, schools of higher education, blah, blah, blah.
I love this stuff because they went after Clarence Thomas today and so many others, saying how dare he was a recipient.
He was a recipient.
Yeah, he was a recipient of affirmative action, and they go through all this stuff. And ultimately, Are you saying that he would have never made it on his own? At the time, maybe not.
And right. At the time, there are many things that have had some merit in this country. Women's right to vote. You know, I mean, there's many things that we have evolved, if you want to use the left's terminology on this. The problem with the left is they really never want to fix the problem. They just want to keep perpetuating the problem or saying that the problem exists so they can keep having people feel like victims and that they would get their vote because people honestly think that Democrats care as opposed to the Republicans. But here's the thing that I think both Thomas Sowell and maybe Clarence Thomas spoke to that I can definitely speak to is there is something about the people that you work with or go to school with, as well as yourself, who always doubts that you're there on your own merit.
That's true.
And you just can't shake that feeling. So what happened when I was in Hollywood, now you tell me why Hollywood needs affirmative action programs, because they're supposed to be the group that is so enlightened, so evolved, that they should never have to have a program that promotes the hiring of women, minorities, physically handicapped, whatever, challenged people. They should be the top of the guard. They should be the shining example on a hill of employing all those types of people, but they're not. So they still to this day have an affirmative action program. I was admitted on the affirmative action program. Now, I will tell you the response that I got from all the liberals that I worked with, falling all over themselves to greet me, to help me, to they were just so happy that they were there for me. And then when I started getting better than them and climbing up the ladder and not needing anybody's help, they hated me. It was as if I had betrayed them by becoming adept, by becoming so good at what I'm doing on my own that I didn't need affirmative action anymore. I was starting to get work. I was getting work word of mouth. I didn't even have an agent. I was getting work word of mouth. That is not what they expected of me.
Wow.
So it's
but it is what we expect of them. We know that's the direction they're going to go in. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder if students know that. I wonder if kids know that. And I wonder if black kids think that they actually need that to succeed. We've been doing this to them for so long. And I wish that Asian kids would step up and say, yeah, this was never cool. Or, you know, nobody cares about white kids. But I wish they would stand up and say, yeah, this was...
Yeah, and now they're screaming all about the fact that colleges will become majority white again. I mean, like we haven't made, and this is a picture I think they've always wanted to paint, we haven't made any strides in race. We made massive strides in race until 2009. Right?
Like, I mean, I tell you, if they go back to being all white, well, whose fault is that? Who is employed in those schools? Liberals.
Yeah.
That's not our doing. That would still be their doing. Listen, who are the people who hose down kids and had dogs turned on them in the racist
Democrats
when they tried to segregate to integrate?
Old white Democrats.
Right.
Right.
So this ain't our doings. This is because of them it had to be done in the first place. Yeah. That's what a con man does.
And these things should sunset anyway, because, you know, they are temporary measures to get things straight, but I think what happens is, like, as you alluded to, when the Democrats saw how much traction this was getting over the decades,
they're not letting go.
We ain't letting go of this because we can raise boatloads of money on this. Look, you know, the Republicans are going to put you back in chains. Remember that line?
That's right.
You know, and we freed you. Bullpuckies. You had no intention of freeing black folks. Absolutely none.
Not a one of them. It's so crazy. Yeah, and even though we let them get away with this out of the goodness of our heart, even though statistically it showed that it wasn't, when kids, I don't care what color they are, when they've been put into something that they're not quite ready for, and they fail at it, or feel like all eyes are on them, everybody's watching them, they can't, you know, wait for their success or their demise, or people are upset because they feel like their spots have been taken. You can't thrive in an environment like that, but you can thrive when you've gotten it on your own and you deserve to be there.
Yep.
Now, I'm sure that they will say, well, not everybody comes from a school where they can be prepared to go there. Well, they would if you allowed them to have school choice.
Oh, listen, I just did a story last week on how well the charter school systems were doing across the country. So, and that during the pandemic and even afterward, they are thriving in the inner city. They are doing great work in the inner city. Gee, I wonder what the majority of kids in the inner city are. They're either black or Hispanic. That's the majority of kids in the inner city. And why is it that the Democrats want to kill that?
They want to kill that. One of the first things Obama did when he became president is shut down that school. I think it was in Washington. All black.
He shut down the charter system in D.C. Yep.
Oh, this is painful. And nobody speaks to that. I mean,
we're Sharpton when you need them, right?
We're Sharpton when you need it. We have some great, highly watched show on MSNBC.
Yes, he does. Well, you can honestly say he's half the man he used to be, you know, in his Jew-hating days.
Yes, he is, but like many people who lose that much weight, he looks better fat.
Okay, I'll give you that one. He should put a few pounds on, but...
A few pounds. Maybe you curl his hair.
Isn't it funny... You go back to the days of some of these people, and he's a perfect example, right? A total anti-Semite, nasty bully man, and all's forgiven. Nobody even brings it up, and if you try to, they push it down. So you say, but God forbid something comes up on DeSantis from 25 years ago, it'll be a 7x24 news cycle, won't it?
Well, that's what they do to us. So if we haven't learned how to speak to that sort of situation by now, shame on us. The only example that we have seen of somebody who's able to take the argument to them, maybe be more proactive and with them, is Trump. So rather than play a hating with Trump, and, you know, I don't care if you like him or not, or his tweets, he's an example of what we might need to be doing to succeed in the so-called Republican Party.
We need to get aggressive in pushing back. Got to go to commercial. We need to get aggressive in bringing money in. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This just in. Jack Smith, the attorney that's going after Donald Trump, is coming up with 45 more charges as a backup plan in case the classified document case falls through. Look at, tell me this is a prosecutorial misconduct. This is not the way the justice system is supposed to work. You don't keep lining these things up to see what sticks, and this is what they're doing. They are so petrified of this man. It only goes to show you the deep state. There is a deep state. Never believed it before. But there is a deep state. Anyway, there you go. Sony Smith joins me as my co-host every Friday. And, you know, this just came up on my screen, Sonya. I mean, that's just sick.
Isn't it weird how everything they tell us when we're conspiratorial, we have conspiracy theories,
right.
They all turn out to be true. I'm still waiting on apologies from my relatives about this COVID and the vaccines and all the things that I... even just question. I remember just questioning herd immunity. And Woo, did I get the cold shoulder from my lefty relatives.
Yeah,
but
well,
now, no apologies?
Oh, yeah, right. You waiting for that phone call? Because you're going to get really great waiting for that phone call.
Is this thing on?
Yeah. Maybe they forgot the number. You know, let me give you the number again. It's 555-555-3000. You know, give me a call.
Well, Trump is using the word deep state now.
Yeah.
I remember when that was supposed to be some made-up term, they would have laughed at us for using it. Now, it's so nice to hear people come around. I mean, even Trump, I was listening to his speech today, and he was, sorry, I got my retainer in, so I talk kind of funny. But he was talking.
Use some bubble gum to hold it up. That'll.
I know. He was talking about how godless these people are and how this is pure evil. And I'm like, I've been saying this for years,
yep.
You know? I mean, this is clearly a spiritual warfare. But it takes a little bit for people to catch on. But now I think they're really starting to see the way they are tormenting this man. It is.
But all it does is tee him off and make him fight harder. How stupid can they
be? And it makes him more popular.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. Yep.
Speaking of black people, we all, you know, we all think that we're being persecuted for no good reason. Well, that'll make this, what they're doing to Trump makes us connect with him even more.
Yep.
It's like, what are they doing to this man? And I can't even imagine what would happen to this country if they really do indict him, if they really do throw him in jail.
If they throw handcuffs on that man under false pretenses and try to drag him through the streets, which is what they want, they want pictures of him in a perp walk. You know, I mean, seriously, there will be violence. And it's not just because it's him. When they start coming after these other people, you're going to see it's just going to get worse because you see what's happening here. We are no longer a country of laws.
That's right. That's right. I was listening to the story about what they're doing to Bolsonaro, I think is how you pronounce his name, over in Brazil.
Yep.
Same
thing. Took his rights away.
Same thing.
Yep.
And then who did I hear? Nigel Farage. Shut down his banking account. We're talking about it, and I think it has to be talked about. But I think, unfortunately, we don't know what to do about it because we have had enough. Think of all of our people that have been arrested. They're just waiting for their jail terms. You're talking Steve Bannon, Dinesh D'Souza had to go to jail. The guy with Project Veritas had to lose his job. I mean, you just go down the list. You can't name one person on the left who's lost anything. Not a one.
You're exactly right. It is so bad because, again, it makes it's just irritating as heck. Look, you've got more and more stuff coming. Hunter Biden, for instance. Okay, I can't wait till they make this thing public. They need to make his deposition public. Apparently, he's come to an agreement with they don't even call him, you know, the mom, the baby mom, right? They call her the
baby
stripper.
Baby mama.
Right? They call her the stripper. So, right, Biden's daughter with the stripper. I mean, really? It's not allowed to use the Biden name. Now, I'm sorry, every other millionth person here in this country, you get the name of your dad. You take on the name, unless mom just decides, no, I don't want anything to do with that creep, whatever.
Right, right.
But, right? I mean, but why? What's the problem here? Oh.
Because they're low lives. That's why. And what would happen when we use the term stripper? We're corrected and saying those are viable women with their sex workers.
They're real jobs.
Yes, those are real jobs. And in fact, I think they're starting a union for them.
Yeah. Oh, come on, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I think I heard that last week. So the term that they've been using. Two things that tick me off. One is stripper for her, and the other is baby mama. Now, this is that term alone just degrades women and motherhood. That is the mother of his child.
That's right.
The fact that baby mama is a part of our vocabulary now, not to even be blinked at, and we all say it. is another thank you very much to the left, baby mama. Thank you, Jerry Springer. And
oh, yeah. It's just nuts. And to show you that they're losing their mind moment by moment by moment, the Michigan governor is going to sign a bill that will imprison residents for years of misgendering or threatening an LGBTQ individual. It'll be a new hate speech bill. Along with, these people have gone out of their minds. They've just...
So where is this?
This is Michigan. Which is going to be a problem, because that's where that school board, that city town, that town council or city council just banned all those gay pride flags from being flown everywhere in town.
So if somebody who happens to be transgendered messes with you, you can't fight back, you can't do anything otherwise that's going to be called a hate crime.
Apparently so. I mean, and you have to be somewhat afraid, because if you think about it, the way they make the laws up as they go, or the way they apply them as they go,
right,
is extremely scary. Seriously.
Yeah.
Right?
This is bad. What this country is turning into rather quickly is very frightening, and if they're able to steal this election again, and I'll say it's steal, okay?
Okay.
Y'all can come back and apologize to me later who think I'm a conspiracy person. But if they're able to steal this election again, this country's gone. I know we've been saying that for a long time. We got one more election. We got one more.
Well, but look what happens. Maybe we weren't totally wiped out like we had thought we would be. But, man, we're right there on the edge of the cliff.
Right there.
Right?
We're right there with third world countries now.
By the way, our illustrious president today said that Russia is losing the war in Iraq. I wasn't aware of a new war, were you?
Oh, he did say that, didn't he? And then he had to, like, figure his way off.
Yeah, good luck to him. Right. Walk off while somebody's still talking to him. Anyway.
There really is elder abuse at this point.
I agree with you.
I'm almost feeling bad laughing at him. Almost. Yeah.
Nobody, and he doesn't, but you know, the real sad part is he doesn't even know it.
Nope.
You know? So, somebody just reminded me, we never finished our web design, Christian web design case.
Oh.
But Gorsuch went after Sotomayor. And, you know, accused her of getting lost in her own web of lies for all intents and purposes. Because, again, she started throwing these things out there that just weren't true. Yeah, you know, when it comes to stuff, so now restaurants can deny, you know, a black couple lunch or something like that. They could deny serving a same-sex couple. You brought up something during the break I think you need to build on, which is the difference between serving somebody food and celebrating sin.
That's right. Right. And the two cases that I know of, which is this one and the other, the baker.
And a photographer. We forgot about that one. That was one of the early
ones. I don't even. Wow, no. Good. And I'm sure that the photographer likewise was asked to partake in a celebration of something that was against his religion. Well, that's different from black people sitting at a lunch counter. Of course, if you discriminate against that, that is not even constitutional. You can't do that. Just like in the Constitution, you cannot negate somebody's religion. You cannot say that there is freedom from religion. So if Sotomayor went there, she's nuttier than we thought she was. But hey, Republicans keep letting these radical lefties in the Supreme Court, so this is what we get.
Yeah, because they think they're playing nice, you know? I mean, seriously.
Yep. Yep. And I can hear Lindsey Graham to this day scolding them for being so leftist and then say, but nevertheless, you're going to get my vote. Like, dude, just ain't worthless.
No, but you're sorry. There's so much. This is so different from the standpoint of, again, you know, and they come up with the dumbest things. Well, I mean, there are some religious groups that don't see the black community as an equal, if you would, okay? I would stand around those guys and make sure that I would make them miserable. But anyway, we have that music going, which means we're up on time, but you're here in the next hour as well. We'll have a lot more fun. Joe Messina, your host. Sonia Schmidt, your co-host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.